Rose Gruber is executive director of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says they're still finalizing numbers, but their 24-hour hotline got at least 12,000 calls this past year. That's compared to 9,400 calls in 2007. Gruber says one factor for the 28% increase is the poor economy.
Especially for people who may already have some kind of a gambling problem, say they've lost their job or their hours have been cut back, they may see the gambling as a way to increase or supplement their income. Kind of the next big win's right around the corner.
Gruber says in its 14-year history, the problem gambling hotline has never seen such traffic. She says things won't quiet down either, as the first 3 months of a new year tend to be the busiest.
Part of it is post-holidays, people who tried to keep it together, maybe tried to pull Christmas off. Now they just hit bottom because they've probably already been in financial issues. We certainly see some of it with all the bowl games coming up in January, early February, and then March Madness.
Gruber says most calls involve casino gambling, though lottery, poker, and dog race-related calls are also common. She estimates 333,000 problem gamblers live in the state. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.